Vayter in Shas Perek Daf Yud Aleph, picking up in Yudim Abayz by the bottom of the page, 5 lines up from the bottom, Mered Tanya. So in Machlokas, today's will be Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua Day. Machlokasim in dates. And each one is going to say different dates as per when things occurred historically. And each one's going to bring raya's from Psukim. And then they're going to show how each one is able to understand the other one's Psukim. If we have time here to Shem, they're going to go into another Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, also with dates in reference to the Mazalos. Okay. Zogtei looking Gemara, five lines up from the bottom, Yonam Abayis, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, B'tishrei, in the month of Tishrei, Nivar Olam, the world was created. B'tishrei, Noldu Avos, the Avos were born. Avos here mean Avram and Yaakov, as we'll see in a second. B'tishrei, Mesu Avos, and Tishrei, they died. Okay, those three things that we just said, that the world was created, the Avos were born and the Avos died, that's Tishrei, Rabbi Eliezer says. We're going to see how Yeshua argues on those. We're not going to see a whole list, which they actually are going to all, both of them are going to agree with. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born. B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkidu Sarah Rachel Chana. On Rosh Hashanah they were remembered, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they're going to have kids. Rosh Hashanah Yatzi Yosef Mibeis Hasurin. Rosh Hashanah Yosef came out of prison. Beep. Turn the page. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And B'Rosh Hashanah Batla Avoda Me'avodasein B'Mitzrayim. They stopped the Shibud, the working in Mitzrayim. B'Nisan Nigalu. In Nisan they were Nigal. And all of those, by the way, we'll see in a minute, Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree with. Now, here's the back to the differences. But Tishrei, Asid, and Nigal, and in Tishrei, they're going to be in the future. They, meaning us, will be redeemed. Amen. Now, that was all Rabbi Eliezer. What about Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua argues in the fact of when the world was created, when the elves were born, and when the elves died. And he says it wasn't in Tishrei, but rather it was in Nisan. It was Yomer B'Nisan, if all the world was created in Nisan. B'Nisan, no, the Avos, Avos are born in Nisan. B'Nisan, Mesu, Avos, they died. But Pesach, no, Yitzchak, that's where they agree, and the rest of them they agree until the last one. Rosh Hashanah, Nifko, Sar, Rachel, V'chana, Rosh Hashanah, Yatsu, Yosef, Mes, Asurin, Rosh Hashanah, Batla, Avodah, Jomah, Vesin, B'Mitzrayim, all the same things. B'Nisan, Nigalu, they were Nigal in Nisan. B'Nisan, Asid, and Lagal, and this is where he argues on Rabbi Eliezer, because he says now in Nisan, eventually we're going to be redeemed. Okay, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Let's back up all their Makoros, where they get their ideas from. So we start off by saying that Rabbi Eliezer said that the world is created in Tishrei. So let's take a look. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin Shabbat Tishrei Nivra Olam. How do we know that Tishrei, the world was created? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim Tachi Aretz Desha Esav Mazria Zera Eitz Peri. We know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it said that he said, let the land be filled, Tachi Aretz Desha, filled with vegetation and all different types of idea of seeds and trees of fruit. So we see what? We see that Ezu Chodesh Haaretz Malaya Deshayim VeIlan Mali Peres. What month do we have? And this is talking about by the creation of the world. And at the creation of the world, it says this pasuk. And what month is it that when you have everything full and done and complete? Ve'omer Zeh Tishrei. That's the month of Tishrei. Like we know, like around Sukkah's time is when we go out and we collect all our stuff. That's when we go out of our house into the Sukkah and Koheles. Don't forget, have a Laval Makal Havel. Point is that that's Tishrei. Therefore, we see the world was created in Tishrei. And I'll bring a raya to it as well. V'osa perek zaman revia isa. That part was a time, that period of time is a time of revia, is of rain. V'yardu shamim and samchu, and the rain came down and everything grew. Shenem, as the pasuk says, v'eid ya'alim and aretz, and you're going to have aid is a like a dew, like water. It went up from the ground and then ended up raining and falling and everything. And we know that when does the rain come? The rain comes in Tishrei. So therefore, that is Rabbi Eliezer that he says it happened in Tishrei. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, no, he says it was in Nisan. Minayin shem Nisan Nivralom. How do you know it happened in Nisan? Shenemar, now he quotes the very next pasuk that's found in Bereishis. Shenemar, Totse Haaretz Desha, Esav Mezriah Zerah, Ve'etzo Sapri. He says the land brought out in the vegetation. It brought out all the different types of seeds and herbs and the trees that brought fruit. However, all this stuff that happened now was only the very beginning of it. Rashi says, "Velo ksiv atatshe ha'aretz, beisos apri, velo eitz pri gamor." It wasn't complete. It was just the beginning stages of all this stuff happening. Ezu chodesh ha'aretz motzia deshayim ve'ilan motzi peros. When is it that this stuff starts, the process begins, and things are coming out? Haviyomai zeh Nisan. This is Nisan. So, but the Eliezer uses perik aleph pasuk yud aleph, but Yeshua perik aleph pasuk yud beis. Rabbi Eliezer using that everything was full and complete, and Rabbi Yeshua bringing that the stuff was starting. We have to figure out what each one's going to do with the other pasuk. So now, we have even a variety for this idea. Va'osa perek zman behema v'chay va'of shemizdavgin zeh etzel. We also know that part, that time period is when animals have their mating season, when they start procreating. or starting the process of at least. As Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lov shukar matzon." This pasuk we had a few days earlier, right? Davches, that the sheep of the flock, they started becoming pregnant, and then afterwards you say that they would sing, right? So what does it come out at the end of the day? That we know that that happened when? In Nisan, and that's when things start to begin the process. We find that Nisan is the time when they would go ahead and they would have children, and the Bach says that that pasuk of Tehillim is stuck in the middle of Pesukim talking about Bria Sa'olam. So you see, Bria Sa'olam is also in Nisan. Okay, now, ask the Gemara. So everything so far so good. Rabbi Eliezer has his Raya, Rabbi Yoshua has his Raya, why it's in Tishrei, it's in Nisan, why the world is created. Now, V'idach Nami Hoksevetz Osepri. Well, we know, what is, now we want to know, like, what is Rabbi Eliezer going to be doing with Rabbi Yoshua's Pasuk? Well, so how's he going to go ahead and deal with the fact that it says that it's just the beginning stages. It's just the starting process of this. Says the Gemara, "Hahu lebracha ledoros u'dichsev." No, that's just coming to tell us for the future. Rashi says, "Osepri ledoros amia hashta eitz priavu." It was a complete and total thing right now, but it's talking about for the future. It's a bracha for the future. It's going to end up that this is going to happen. So don't think that pasuk was talking about at the time there. It's talking about what's going to happen in the future. V'idach nami, what's Rabbi Yeshua going to do? The pasuk of Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer pasuk said it was complete and it was full and it was right now. V'idach nami haksiv eitz pri, which means it was totally done and totally ready to go. He says, no, ahu kid Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. He says, that's a good Bishu ben Levi. We're going to quote Bishu ben Levi, and some part of it relevant. The other parts are not going to be necessarily relevant for us right here, but we quote it anyway. Ahu der Bishu ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Kol Maisa Bereshis. All of the, when they were going and creating the beginning of creation, Bikomasan, changes the Lashon, Bikomasan Nivru, they're created complete and full. Rashi says, Vahainu Eitz Pri, Ro'oi Haya Liton Pri Miyad. It was ready to do something right away. So it was, Bikomasan Nivru, it was complete. And that's what, that's the part that's relevant to us. So you're going to go into, and we'll keep going in a minute. So you, Rabbi Eliezer, wanted to use this to tell me that, oh, therefore, and when is the month that happens? That's Tishrei. He says back, what do I care what month it is? The bottom line is the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world complete and done. It could have been Tishrei, Elul, could have been Av, could have been in Sivan. Bottom line is that that pasuk is not a raya. So now let's finish up the line. Which means according to their own das, Rashi says, Sha'olom im chafatzim libaru esomrehem. They were asked if they want to be created. And they say, yes, whatever that means. Litziv yonam nivru. And they were created according to that which they wanted. Rashi says, B'tzionam b'tam kol echad v'echad u'b'tfus kol echad. According to their own shape. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, V'yichudu ha'shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzavam. And everything was... everything was finished. The Shemayim Va'aretz, a little bit of a freeze in my mind over there, brain freeze. The heavens and the earth, and V'chol Tzavam, all of the hosts were finished. Al Tikri Tzavam, Elot Tziv Yonam, which means the things that they wanted, everything that they asked that they wanted it to be. Okay, so far so good. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Minayin, Shebetishrei, Noldo, Avos. Now, let's go back to the whole list there. One of the things is that Rabbi Eliezer said that the Avos were born in Tishrei. Where did he get that from? Avos meaning Avram and Yaakov. Shenemar, the pasuk says, is going to be the following. Vayikalu el ha-melech Shlomo kol ish Yisrael b'yerech ha-esanim b'chag. And they gathered to Shlomo ha-melech, everyone, all b'nei Yisrael, in the month of esanim. That's important. B'yerech, the month of Esanim, b'chag, chag meaning on Sukkot. And the end of the pasuk just finishes off. It says, hu chodesh ha-shvi, which happens to be Tishrei. So the point is that nonetheless, what does it say? That they gathered in b'yerech Esanim, the month of the Esanim, of the strong ones. Now, what does that mean, the strong ones? It means yerech shenoldebo Esanei olam, the month that were great, that were born, the strong ones of the Olam, of the world, meaning Avraham and Yaakov. Okay, here we go. My mashmat hai Eson lishna de takifehu. How do you know the lishna of Eson is takife, meaning that it's strong, it's powerful. Hatkafa, like an offensive, like strong. Kedichsev, as the pasuk says, Eson moshevecha. We have one pasuk which says that the strength is moshevecha, where you live. Okay, so now we see that strength means, that Esan means strength. The Omer, Shimu Harim El Esriv Hashem, for Esanim Moste Aretz. And another pasuk in Micha, it says, listen to the mountains, to the pain of Riv Hashem, that which Hashem is upset about. V'hoisanim Moste Aretz, and the strong ones, Esanim again, Moste Aretz, those are the ones that are the Yesodos, the foundations of the Aretz of the land. So what do we see? We see that mountains are considered like a sunim. We're playing a little word game over here. I'm moving on with it. Va'omer koldo dihine zeba midaligale horim. Right, so va'omer koldo dihine zeba midaligale horim. And we have another pasuk talking about in Shir Hashirim when we're going to have the, well, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to have the Geula Shlema. The pasuk says, and the voice of my koldodi of that, of my beloved, it's coming and it's jumping over the mountains and it's popping over, it's skipping over the mountains and it's jumping over the hills. And we understand it to mean medalig elaharim b'schus avos, because of the avos of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, mekabetz ala gvos b'schus imos, because of the imos. Nonetheless, if we go all the way back, we see the Esanim is in the seventh month, is in Tishrei, and therefore we know that it is in Tishrei. That's when the avos were born. Rabbi Yishua Omer, he says, no, he says that they were actually born in Nisan. Minayin shenisan, shabin Nisan, no do avos ever born in Nisan, shenemar zepas success. Vayehi b'shmona shana, v'arba meosh, Shmonim Shana, Varbomio Shana, was in 480th year, let's see, Spinning Yisrael, Meir Sitzayim, Bashana Revius, the Bechodes Ziv. And we see that it was a 480th year from when Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And it was a fourth year, this is of Shlomo Melech being the Melech, in the month of Ziv. Now, the word Ziv itself means that it radiates, it shines. So we say the following idea. Biyerech shenoldu bo ziv sunne olam. Different pshatim in Rashi, we're going to go along with one of them, saying that this month that we're talking about over here is a month of Iyar. That's what the month of Ziv is. A month Ziv means Iyar. So when it says it's born, when it says that vahib shmonim shana v'arbam yashana, let's say spending yisrael me'eretz v'tzayim v'shana reviyas v'chodes Ziv, it's biyerech shenoldu bo ziv sunne olam. The way he explained is as follows, that Bechodesh of Ziv, of Iyar, which is Iyar, the month following when Zivsanei Olam, the radiant ones of the world, were born. And what does that mean? If we're saying, we know Ziv is Iyar, and therefore the one that's coming before that is Nisan, and Zivsanei Olam are that month, that is the month of Nisan. I voksev b'yerecha yisanim. But what about the fact that we have the pasuk that says v'yerecha yisanim, and then we understood that that means to be the month of yisanim, which is in Tishrei, and we say those are Avram and Yaakov. And so we're no hacha hasam takife b'mitzvos. What does it mean yisanim over there? It means like loshen of takif, meaning that they were strong. It means strong in terms of mitzvos. It means there's so many mitzvos. It's a loaded month. Says Rashi, what mitzvos? Shofar, Yom Kippur, Sukkah, Lulav, Arav, Nisa Chamayim, etc. That was loaded. What about the fact that it says Bechodesh Ziv? So what's Rabbi Eliezer going to say about the fact that it says Ziv, which means that they were in Nisan? He says, no, Ahu de Isbe Ziva Lilane. What he means by that is that there was Ziva, there was this shine, this glow, the radiance that came Lilane from the trees. And when is that? Amar Rav Yehuda, high man, the nafik b'yomei Nisan. Someone who goes out during Nisan, chazi ilani de melavelve, and he sees the trees are starting to grow. And what does he say? Omar baruch shaloch chisemei olam aklum. Bless Hashem, I didn't leave over anything from this world. Ubarasa b'rios tovos v'ilon tovos. He created brios tovos and nice trees, good people. Nisnos mahen b'nei adam, for people to go ahead and to benefit. Rashi's lehanos, to get hanah from it. So what do we see over there? We see that Iyar is Ziv, and therefore Nisan is a starting period of that, and that's just talking about trees, nothing talking about the idea of when they were actually born. Okay, now what about when did they die, right? So it says the Gemara, Man damar b'Nisan noldu b'Nisan meis. Whoever said that they were born in Nisan said they died in Nisan. Man damar b'Tishrei noldu b'Tishrei meis. Whoever said they were born in Tishrei, they died in Tishrei shenemar. Because you have to fill up their whole year to be complete. They were born in a month, they died in the month they were born. V'yomar aleim ben mea sim shana anuche yom. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm 120 years old today. Shein tamad lomar yom. Shouldn't have said today. Ma tamad lomar yom. Why did he say today? Hayom malu yom ha'yivishanos ushnosai. Today, I completed my days and my years. To teach you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up the years of the tzaddikim miyom liyom mechodesh lechodesh, from year to year, from day to day, and from month to month, to be complete and total. Shenemar, it's mitzvah yomecha amalei, and the number of your days I'm going to fill up. So there were grit tzaddikim like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's like Moshe died on the day he was born, so they did as well. So if you said Nisan, they were born, they died in Nisan. They said Tishrei, let me say flip, because that's what we've been doing. If you say Tishrei, they're born, Tishrei, they died. Say Nisan, they're born, that means in Nisan, they died. Zog to Gemara, now we get to the next part, but Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. How do we know? Minolan, where do we know that he was born on Pesach? Kiddich Sev, as it says in the Pesach. Lamoid Oshuv Eilecha. This week's Parsha, the loop blender strikes again, which means that I'm going to return to you, Lamoid, on the next Moid, the next holiday, I'm going to come back to you, the Malach says. And you're going to have a child, Ulasar Ben. Now, when exactly was this happening? Where were they? What holiday were they at that he says the next holiday they're going to have a kid? Ilema b'Pesach v'karmer le'batzeres. If you want to say it was Pesach right now, which Rashi and Chumash does say, by the way, so Tosfos a little bit addresses this issue, but we're not going to say it's Pesach at all. Ilema b'Pesach v'karmer le'batzeres. If you want to say he was on Pesach and he said, you're going to have a child on Atzeres, on Shavuos, B'chamshin yomim mika yolda. What, you're going to have a kid within 50 days? It's Shavuos 50 days later. Ela dekoy batzeres, so karma le b'tishrei. It must be, it was atzeres, it's on Shavuos, and they're saying b'tishrei, you're going to have a kid in Tishrei, on Sukkos. Ay, ba'kati b'chamisha yarchi mika yolda. Can a person have a child after only 5 months of pregnancy? Can't be. Ela dekoy b'chag v'karma le b'misa. It must be, it was on Sukkos. The whole story of the Malachim was on Sukkos for Ka'amar Libi Nisan, and they're saying you're going to have a child in Nisan, which is 6 months later. Says the Gemara, Akati Bishisa Yarchi Miko Yoldi, can have a kid after 6 months? I mean, come on, that's a little bit of short pregnancy. Tana Osa Shana Mu Barisaisa. No, it was a leap year that year, right? So we know that Sukkos is in Tishrei. So you have Tishrei, Chezron, Kislev, Tevi, Shvat. Adar is a 6 month. Adar Beis is a 7th month, right? So then fine. You'll have a total of 7 months because you have Adar Beis, and then it'll be Nisan. Nisan, what am I talking? Nisan, right? Good. Tana Osa Shana Muberes. So it was a leap year, so it makes sense. Sof says Gemara, I don't understand, but Kimad Limar Yomi Tuma. You have to go ahead and you have to take out some of the days of Tumah. Batzilu takes away from the 7 months, and it's not going to be a full 7 months. It's going to be 7 months minus the amount of times that Sarah was a Nida. What are you talking about? Where do you see Sarah's a Nida? Oh, I didn't say. So the Pasuk says, we learn in this week's Parasha, when you see that Sarah Menu ended up getting her Nida, her Nida. She getting her vestas back. She became a Nida, and therefore she was Tummy, so it's not going to be a full 7 months. It's going to be 7 months minus 7 days at least. So, Mar Zutra, I feel my Dharma, you'll let this Letitia, and you'll let this Lemikutayin. He says, look, even according to the one who says that someone who has a 9 month baby can't have a cut up 9 months, means it can't be less than 9 months, it's got to be a full term 9 months. You'll let this Lashiva, you'll let this Mikutayin. The person who says a baby can live at 7 months means even seven, a little bit left, means into the 7th month. Shenemar, how do we know? Where do we have a raya that someone can go ahead and be born even less than 7 full months? We have the story of Chana and Shmuel. Shmuel? Yeah, Chana and Shmuel. Shenemar vahile tkufos ayamim. And it was tkufos and yamim. What does that mean, tkufos? Tkufos meaning like zmanim, you know, we have winter, spring, summer, and fall. Each one of those is 3 months, and it says tkufos. And we say miot tkufos is shtayim. The minimum amount of tkufos, so when you're using Lashon Rabbim of plural, of tkufos is going to be 2. And for that 6 months, and then it says hayamim, miot yamim, the minimum amount of days is going to be 2 days. So therefore, with 6 months and 2 days, ended up giving birth. So you see that it's only even less than 7 months. If it's 6 months, 6 months and 2 days, it's going to be enough, and that is fine. Now, Rosh Hashanah, Niftka, Sarah, Rachel, Chana. We said that on Rosh Hashanah that Sarah, Rachel, Chana were remembered. Minalan, where do we know this from? We're going to see, remember, both of them agree with this concept. We're going to see a nice little Gezerah Shava that's going to be used in order to pull a nice little shtickle toy to here. Minalan, how do we know? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asya Pekida, Pekida, Asya Zachira, Zachira. We use a Gezerah Shava. It's a little bit of a linked link that we find the following. Ksiv b'Rachel, it says by Rachel, Imenu v'yizkar Elokim es Rachel. Hashem remembered Rachel. Uksiv b'Chana v'yizkareh Hashem. Hashem remembered her. So we see that what? By Rachel and by Chana, you have that Lashon of Zechira. V'ase Zechira Zechira me Rosh Hashanah. And then we compare that to Rosh Hashanah. Dichsiv is a pasuk said by Rosh Hashanah, Shabbason Zichron Terua. So therefore, we've now fixed, we found for Rachel and Chana that they remembered on Rosh Hashanah. But how do we get Sarah? So we say, Pekida, Pekida. Ksiv b'chana ki pakad Hashem es chana, that Hashem remembered chana. Uksiv b'sara v'Hashem pakad es sara, Hashem remembered sara. Therefore, we know pakad sara to pakad chana. Zachar chana and zachar Rachel to zachar Rosh Hashanah, they were all remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yosef, Yosef, Mr. Sir, and we said Yosef got out of prison.
On Rosh Hashanah, where do we know that from? Zok the Gemuri, Minalan. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, Tikku b'chol shofar b'kesa the yom chagin ki chok liyisrael hu. Well, the shofar b'kesa the yom chagin when it becomes the new month, the new moon, and it's covered on that day, and we know this is talking about Rosh Hashanah. Ki chok liyisrael hu. Now, this is all talking about the psukim of Rosh Hashanah. Beep, turn the page. Yud Aleph Omabez. Edus Behosef Samo Bitseiso. This is the very next pasuk. It says that he made this day an Edus, a testimony, Behosef for Yosef. Yosef is Yosef a tzaddik. Bitseiso, which means when he gets out. What does that mean? So we see that Yosef, as he got out of the kele, out of jail, on Rosh Hashanah. Now, next, Rosh Hashanah batla avodim evasein b'mitzrayim. They ended up stopping working in Mitzrayim, or avaseinu. They stopped working. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, v'otseisiyah eschem mitachas avos Mitzrayim. That I'm going to take you out from the sivlos, from the hardship and the challenge and the burden of Mitzrayim. Uksiv hasam, we find by the pasuk, by Yosef, when he's coming out of prison, it says, hasirosi misevel shichmo. So we compare the sevel of Mitzrayim to the sevel of Yosef. Just like Yosef was Rosh Hashanah, so too they stopped working on Rosh Hashanah. Benisa nigalu, let me say, anisa, that they were nigalu. The pasuk says straight up when we learn the pesukim, and we know we left Mitzrayim in Nisan. That's pretty clear. B'tishrei asidin ligal, but then we said now we have a machlokus between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. When exactly in the future we're going to be in nigal? Rabbi Elazar says then Tishrei we're going to be redeemed and saved. Rabbi Yeshua says Nisan. Now it says B'tishrei asidin ligal. Where do we get that from? Asya shofar. We learn it from a gezeirah shava of shofar. Ksiv hacha tiku b'chodesh shofar, says by Rosh Hashanah, which is in Tishrei, that we're going to have the shofar. Ksiv hasam, and it says over there, when we're finally going to get the end, the gula shlema, b'yomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, b'yomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. And what happens, we're going to go ahead, and the Ribon Shalom is going to redeem klal Yisroel, luvohu ha'ovdim be'eretz asher, v'anidochem be'eretz midbar, v'shtachol Hashem b'har kodesh b'yushalayim. It's the end of the pasuk. Anyways, so therefore, we see that we're going to be saved in Tishrei, in the future. Rabbi Yeshua Omer says no. Benisan nigalu, benisan asidin ligal. We were saved in Nisan, and in Nisan we're going to be saved as well in the future. Minalan, where do we know it was in Nisan? Amar Kra, the pasuk says Leil Shimurim. It's a night that we are looking forward to. Meaning, it's like we're guarding it in a way that we're looking. It's we're saving it in our mind. It's going to happen. Leil Amashumar Uba Misheshes Yemei Bereishis. It's the night that was set aside from the Sheshes Yemei Bereishis that we're looking forward to. That we're going to be redeemed, and that was from Mitzrayim in Nisan, and similar. And eventually, the final redemption is going to happen in Nisan as well. V'idach. Well, okay. And what's Rabbi Eliezer who said it's in Tishrei, what's he going to do with this pasuk? He says, no, Laila Meshumar Rabba Mina Mazikin. This is a night where we're protected from Mazikin, from people that can, from damaging Matsavim. And therefore, that's what it means when it says Leil Shimurim. Don't think it means that it's in Nisan, but rather we know it's in Tishrei, and that pasuk is for something else. And now we get into a discussion about the Mazalos. Vazul Tamayu, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua are both going according to their own logic. The Tanya's really into Nebraisa. Bishnas Sheish Mil Shana Lechai Noach, Bechodesh Hasheni. It was the 600th year in the life of Noach, Bechodesh Hasheni, the second month, Bishivaser Yom Lechodesh, on the 17th day of the month. That, my friends, is when all of a sudden we had the mabul starting. Now, when exactly did this happen? Rabbi Yoshua Omer, when it says that it was Bechodesh Hasheni, so what does Chodesh Hasheni mean? Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Osa Yom Shivaser Shivaser Be'ir Haya, because he says the world started in Tish in Nisan. He said Nisan is the beginning of the world. Therefore, he says that this month was the month of Iyar, 17th of Iyar. And he says it's the Yom Shemazel Kima Shokea Bayom. We learned in Misach Shabbos and other places as well that there are a bunch of mazalos that we have. And we know that every mazal, that the sun goes every day as it rises, it doesn't rise exactly the same spot, but it goes through different mazalos. And depending on the different time of year, they have different mazalos, have different shlita over it. Obviously, the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the whole world, but there's certain kochos that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave to these mazalos. So it says, Oso Yom Shavasa Be'ir Haya is the Yom Shemazel Kima Shokea Bayom. It's a day that the mazal called Kima, that it's shokea, it sets, like shkia sechama. It's shokea bayom, it sets during the day. Umayonos mismatin, and the mayonos, all of the water that's found in the depths of the earth is water. Mismatin, they become less and less, because this is Because the fact that this is, by the time of Iyar, it's very hot. And since it's very hot, the water gets all taken. If you look at Rashi, there's a long Rashi which goes through all of these different ideas. When we talk Sheshinoi Maaseim, because of the fact that Klal Yisrael ended up behaving in a really not good, well, not Klal Yisrael, the world, there was no Klal Yisrael yet, right? And the world is behaving in such a terrible way, and they changed the way the world was, and men with other men and animals and barley and wheat were going crazy. Shina Kodesh Baruch Hu Aleihem Maaseh Bereishis, he changed Maaseh Bereishis. V'hela Mazal Kima Bayom, and instead, he started to bring the Mazal Kima during the day. V'natal shnei kochavim mikima v'hevi mabul la'olam. Changing Maisa Bereshis in a way that Kima came during the day, and also as Rashi points out, he ended up having it, the water started to rise, and it came up over there, and it caused a flood. V'natal shnei kochavim mikima v'hevi mabul la'olam, and he brought two stars from Kima, and by behaving in such a way, it ended up bringing the mabul. That is Rabbi Yoshua saying that it was in Nisan, therefore this whole matzav started in Iyar. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Osa Yom Shevasa B'mar Chesven Haya. He says the world started in Tishrei, so this all was on Mar Chesven. Yom Shemazel Kima Ola B'yom, and the day that actually goes up during the day, Umayonos Mizgabrim, and the Mayonos become more, stronger, right, because it's during the rainy season. So they end up having a lot more rain. Beep, turn the page, Yud Beis Amad Aleph. Mitoch Shashina Maaseim, because of the fact that they behaved in such a way of going out of the order, Shina Kodesh Baruch Hu Aleihem Maaseh Bereishis, Hashem changed Maaseh Bereishis. Rashi says, L'kamen Parach Maishino. What exactly did they change? Because Kima is supposed to be during the day, and the waters are supposed to be there, so what was the change? Anyway, V'hela Mazel Kima Bayom, he brought Mazel Kima Bayom, V'natal Shnei Kochav, Mehevi Mabel Olam, and he brought the Mabel to the world. So, again, we see over here the same Achlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshua, whether it started in Tishrei or Nisan, according to Rabbi Yoshua, as we started now, if it's in Nisan, then this was all happening in Iyar when the flood started. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if it was Tishrei, then it was in Cheshvan that the whole thing started. Bish, Shlomo Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua makes a lot of sense. Hainu d'chsev, sheni. That's what it means when it says the second, right, which is Iyar. Elo Rabbi Eliezer, my sheni. How does he understand the fact that it says the word sheni? Cheshvan is not sheni. Even though they argue about when the world starts, the bottom line is we know that the word sheni, we know the months go, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Avela, Tishrei, Cheshvan, which is the eighth month, as we're going to see that we count according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if we go differently in terms of Regalim, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So what is he going to do with sheni? He says, sheni ladin, it means the second from din, from judgment, meaning the month after the month right before it, which is the month of Tishrei, which is din. So it says, okay, Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Deshina. We understand Rabbi Yeshua that it switched it, right? That what happened, he made Kima tab during the day as opposed to during the night, and he added water because the water was lower. That's where you find there's actual change from what was normal. Elo Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Maishina, what was the change? It was Cheshvan, it was supposed to be during the daytime, there's supposed to be water over there. What was the change? Answer Gemara, Kid Rav Chista. Tamar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Biroschin Kilkulu. With the fact of something that was boiling, they messed things up. What does that mean? That means in terms of Zera, Viroschin Idonu. And with hot water, they ended up getting punished. Biroschin kilkulu. What does it mean that they ended up messing things up with roschin, with hot, with boiling? Ba'avera, with the fact that they're behaving with their averos. And again, the zera is the hot stuff. Viroschin idonu, they're also punished by roschin. Where do we find that? Because ksiv hacha v'yashoku amayim, it says over here, by when the flood was ending, it says the waters came down. Uksiv hasam v'chamas ha-melech shachacha, that this is by Achashverosh. And the anger of the king, shachacha, was literally, it means forgotten, but from a lashon again, of a lashon of cool, it became Rashi says, v'stam chema rosachasi, kidachsiv v'chamas ha-barbo, it cooled down, it became calm. So the change that occurred was that normally the water was cold, but the water actually became boiling hot at the time. Okay, let's finish it up at this point. Tanu Rabbanan. Chachmi Yisrael monum l'mabel k'Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachmi Yisrael, they count the mabel according to Rabbi Eliezer, meaning Tishrei, that they say that it was actually according to that it was Cheshvan, this whole thing was in Cheshvan. V'lit Kufa, when we're dealing with the seasons of the year, they go k'Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yoshua. When they're doing like all their calculations for the months and the year, they go according to Rabbi Yeshua that it's starting in Nisan. Chachmei umas ha'olam monin afla mabel k'Rabbi Yeshua. They actually go the chachmei umas ha'olam the chachamim of the velt of the world, meaning the goyim. They even count everything starting from Rabbi Yeshua. They say that even the according to the mabel it was Rabbi Yeshua, and they say that the thing happened actually in Iyar. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.